Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very useful and practical in the modern life, fans. We have Jessie from Transition. Hi, Jessie, 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好。
I'm the fan of your work before I met you, you know?
I didn't know.
Yep, you're a famous song. 对不起，我的中文不好。That was already very famous.
That's good to hear. And before we met you as well, we also watched your TED video and absolutely loved it.
Thank you. Yeah. Right, so we are each other's fans.
Yes.
Okay, we need to learn how to say that in Chinese.
Let's go.
粉丝。
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 Yep, did you notice that? The sound is very similar to fans.
I did, yeah.
It's a sound translation.
Oh, sound translation.
Yeah,、
okay.
so the meaning doesn't mean anything like fans.
yeah,
It's just、
okay.
a direct sound translation. And 粉 is powder.
Powder, okay.
Yeah, 粉
粉
is the third tone, 粉
粉
Yeah, and 丝 is the silk.
丝
丝 Yeah,
丝
丝 And we put the SI sound, 丝
丝
丝 First tone, 粉丝
粉丝
粉丝 AndWhen I grew up, 粉丝 was not really fans. No one said that because the internet was mainly used as we needed to dial up. And
yeah.
the internet, that was, yeah, very slow. And then we used that for email, FTP, BBS at that time. So there was no internet fan base and 粉丝 But I grew up with 粉丝 That's the one type of noodles. Vermicelli noodles made out of green beans.
Right. Ah.
Yeah, and it's delicious. It looks a bit translucent and very、yep. thin, and it's a bit chewy.
Does it taste good?
It tastes wonderful. And you can make as a soup base or、yep. stir fry, 粉丝。
粉丝。
Yeah, so when I grew up, I would ask my mom, oh, can I have some 粉丝?我要吃粉丝。I want to eat vermicelli noodles, basically. And nowadays, when you say 粉丝、
yeah.
It's unlikely to be vermicelli noodles.、
Yeah.
It's more likely to be your fans.
Right, okay. That's given me a great image now that every time I think of fans, I can think of vermicelli noodles.
Yep, it is. It is literally vermicelli noodles. Right, so 粉丝、a lot of people are very keen, especially now with the internet, with social media. People are building their own fan base.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there are certain, some techniques to build it, and then some people, they form their fan supporting group.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. the supporting group, like you, I know、mm-hmm. you have a supporting club or...
Facebook, fans page.
Okay, so you have a fans club, we say 粉丝团。
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 Yep, so 粉丝 is the same, vermicelli noodles, fans, and then 团, 团 that means to get together, the gathering.
Right, okay.
Yeah, the gathering and then 团 also means something you get around together, become round shape. So 团, for example, 饭团.
Ah,
饭团
okay.
is one type of like a sticky rice.
Yep.
And then they put a little bit something like a pork.
Yep.
inside and put a bit of vegetables、
yeah.
and a bit of seaweed and they squeeze it together by hand.
Yep.
Of course, with a little bit of a surface to protect,、to make sure that it's hygienic. But in the olden days, that was not the case. 饭团
And so then they wrap it up in seaweed, do they?
Yeah, they wrap、yeah. it up and then just call 饭团 And it could be seaweed, that's just Japanese influence. Or、
okay.
when I grew up, there was、
yeah.
no seaweed.
Just, really?
Yeah, and sometimes some people, the luxury version, the deluxe version, they、yeah. have、the eggs inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's fan tuan. And tuan, they add the same character. Some of them, they use the original character.、
Yeah.
Or sometimes you just add the rice character on site、to、
okay.
indicate, oh, yeah, it's actually made out of rice.、Okay.
I remember, for me, actually, that was very useful because、in 7-Eleven...You can find 7-Elevens all over Taiwan when we lived there.、
Mm-hmm.
If I was ever really hungry, they've got fan tuans in 7-Eleven.
Yep.
So my favorite was a tuna fan tuan.
Right. That's a new invention as well. That's not part of the culture.
okay. Yeah.、but very convenient.
Yeah. Okay. So tuan, now we expand it to the fan tuan.
Fan tuan. And can tuan be a team as well?
Yeah. Yeah, you can say tuan...Can be a team, but depends on the context. For example, if you want to talk about sporting teams, they tend to use 队.
Oh, that's right.
The character 队.
Yes. The reason I was thinking that is because our Chinese name for our band, Transition, is Qianjing Yue Tuan.
That's it.
Is it the same Tuan?
Yeah, that's the same Tuan. Yeah. Yue means music.
Yeah.
So it's a music band.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a team. So Tuan. Yeah. 粉丝团.
粉丝团.
Yeah, it's your fan club.
Yep.
And Qianjing Yue Tuan, that means Transition Band.
Transition band. And I like the imagery you described of being in a circle. Because when you play music as well, that's often something which you need. Well, it's most fun if you can engage everybody. And to have eye contact with each person in the band is really great.
You can
be more responsive that way.
Tuan is also quite useful, especially during the Chinese New Year. We say Tuan Yuan.
Tuan Yuan.
Tuan Yuan. Yuan means round.
Yep.
Round shape.
Yep.
And then 团圆, that means family gathering.
Ah, okay.
So you can imagine the whole family of four generations traveling from everywhere of the world, get together, eating the meal together. Sometimes you need several tables to host everybody, like a wedding. And then you go on for several days.
Yep.
And that's called 团圆.
团圆.
Yep, and then Chinese people take that very seriously. They travel really, literally, over thousands of miles, even in China. Inside China, without going abroad, they travel over thousands of miles, a bit like Thanksgiving in America, or like Christmas everywhere in the world. They travel far in order to get together. 团圆.
团圆.
Yeah.
How would I say that I was a fan of a particular thing?
我是 particular thing 的粉丝.
Okay, 我是 particular thing 的粉丝.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's say Chinesey. 我是 Chinesey 的粉丝.
That's
that right?
Very true. That's very correct. Yes. Okay. Yeah. 我是 Transition 的粉丝. Yeah. So that's a correct way.
So that works too.
Yeah, that works. Or you can say 我是 Red Sox 的粉丝, Red Sox is a baseball team, so I can say 我是红袜队的粉丝. So now we construct the whole sentence.
Yep, 我是红袜队的粉丝.
对，我是红袜队的粉丝.
我是红袜队的粉丝.
That's it. So 粉丝, everybody has your fan base. I noticed that on Facebook, every single person I know, they have lots of friends. And then and some of them have a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And those followers, we can say they are 粉丝 as well.
Okay. Yeah, so followers are also fans.
Yes, we can we can say that. Of course, follower, if you really want to be precise, the Chinese for follower, we can say 追随者.
Okay.
But it's too difficult to say.
Yeah.
So we can say followers, they are 粉丝 as well.
粉丝.
粉丝. Yeah, so 粉丝 is very useful. I love eating it, and I love them too, if they are people. All right, thank you, Jesse, for joining us. Today, we talk about fans. 粉丝.
粉丝.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
再见.